好，咁我哋咧就落去议程项目嘅第三项，就系、是、考虑呢个屏山分区计划大纲草图嘅申述。咁睇下有冇啊委员要申报利益。
系，唔该主席嗱，呢一个屏山分区嘅大纲图嘅一个修订咧，系关于有四幅嘅地咧喺永宁村。元朗永宁村呢个地方嘅，咁其实佢嗰个擬修订咧系关于一个土地共享计划嘅一个修订嚟嘅，咁喺呢个土地共享计划里边咧系包括咗由房委会兴建嘅一个公营房屋啦，咁另外仲有一个私营嘅发展嘅，咁嗰个项目倡议人咧就系新世界发展有限公司啦，咁另外咧就 A琴咧就系佢哋其中一个顾问嚟嘅，咁另外咧我哋刊宪咗之后咧，我哋亦收到港铁嘅一个申述个案。咁因此以下委员咧系需要申报利益嘅。咁首先系地政总署署长啦，罗生啦，咁佢系房委会嘅委员啦。咁另外就系、是民政事务总署总工程师咧，即系阿邦啦。咁佢咧就系、是、作为民政事务总署署长嘅代表啦，而民政事务总署署长咧亦都系房委会策划小组委员会同埋资助房屋小组委员会嘅委员啦。咁另外 Kelly 咧就系、是、房委会房委会委员及房委会辖下策划小组委员会嘅委员。以及咧係審計附屬小組委員會同埋投標小組委員會嘅主席嘅，咁啊 Timothy 咧就係土地共享計劃、土地共享先導計劃嘅顧問小組嘅成員啦。咁另外 Sandy 咧就係港鐵嘅獨立非執行董事。咁另外阿 Tony 同埋阿 Vincent 咧，佢目前咧就同 A 琴咧就係、是、有一個業務嘅往來啦。咁啊 Rocky 咧，佢係新世界其中一間附屬公司嘅前僱員啦。咁啊 Ryan 佢工作嘅團結香港基金咧，就係、是、曾經係有收取新世界嘅一啲嘅捐款嘅。咁另外阿 Ricky 佢出任董事同埋行政總裁嘅機構咧，亦都先前有接受過咧新世界其中有一個聯繫公司嘅一啲嘅捐款嘅。咁因此咧以下個委員咧，委員會咧，以下委員咧就包括盧生啦，咁阿 Bon 啦，咁啊 Timothy 啦、Sandy 啦，同埋 Kelly 咧，因為佢哋嗰個比較直接啊，利益，咁因此咧就係、是、應該係暫時離開會議，唔可以參與呢一個討論啦。不過我哋知識嘅 Tim 啊、Sandy 同埋 Kelly 都未到嘅。咁另外阿 Rocky 啦、Ryan 咧同埋阿 Tony 咧，今日都會因事未能出席今日嘅會議嘅。咁假如阿 Vincent 咧，佢係冇參與呢一個嘅項目啦，同埋阿 Ricky 亦都係就住嗰個捐款咧，係同呢一個都係冇關係嘅咧，係可以留喺會議度繼續進行討論嘅。唔該。
好，歡迎大家出席今日嗰、那個聆聽會啦，歡迎申述人啦，同埋政府嘅同事嘅。咁我要講講一啲關於程序嘅嘢。秘書處咧就之前咧都已經俾咗足夠嘅時間通知同埋邀請所有申述人出席今日嘅會議啦。咁有啲就表明咧係不會出席，有啲就冇答覆啦。咁我哋就會喺咁嘅情況之下咧舉行我哋呢、這個即係聆聽會嘅。咁一陣咧嗰個流程會是咁樣嘅，咁規劃處嘅代表會先就申述嘅內容咧作一個簡介啦，咁然後咧我就會邀請申述人或者佢哋嘅代表去作一個口頭陳述啦，咁我哋有時限嘅，每位申述人或者佢嘅代表咧都可以發言十分鐘啦，我哋有個提示有個時間器咧提醒大家咧，就係臨滿依十分鐘之前嘅兩分鐘，同埋滿咗嘅十分鐘都會提示大家嘅。咁喺嗰個口頭陳述嘅環節完成咗之後啦，咁城規會嘅委員咧就會向申訴人啦，或者係政府嘅同事去提出問題嘅。咁喺個答問嘅環節完結咗之後咧，咁我就會邀請大家離開嗰個會議室啦。咁然後城規會嘅委員咧就會進行一個內部討論。咁我哋亦都会喺适当嘅时候咧通知大家咧，就系城规会个决定嘅。咁而家先请专员。
多谢主席。咁今日上嚟同大家简介城市规划委员会文件编号11045号啦，系有关屏山分区计划大纲草图编号 SYLPS21嘅申述考虑嘅。屏山呢一个 大綱草圖其實在上年的9月26日就按照城規條例第5條展示，那是牽涉到修訂項目 A1 至 G， 亦都是修訂了註釋和說明書的。那在圖中右手邊委員可以望到當時的修訂項目的位置。咁喺两个月嘅公开展示期里面咧，我系总共收到四份申述嘅，分别系 R 1至到 R 4啦。R 1咧系就住修订项目 A 1 A 2 B C 支持嘅，而 R 2咧就系支持修订项目 A 1同埋 A 2 R 3咧就系反对修订项目 A 1 A 2 B C D 同埋就住图式注释作出嘅修订项目 G H 嘅，而 R 4咧系就住修订项目 A 1 A 2 D E F 咧系提出意见。咁首先简介一下申述嘅地点 A 1至到 C 先，咁系同元朗永陵村嘅先导计划房屋嘅发展用地有关嘅。咁呢一个嘅发展系有一个政策嘅背景啦，喺2022年嘅时候咧，行政长官会同行政会议咧就原则性同意咗元朗永陵村嘅先导计划申请，编号 LSPS 005，旨在咧将一啲私人嘅土地发展嘅潜力释放，增加公私营嘅房屋供应嘅。咁 A 1同埋 A 2咧就分別用咗私營同埋公營嘅房屋發展啦。咁而家喺大綱圖上面咧已經係改劃咗做住宅甲類7同埋住宅甲類8嘅地帶，亦都分別註明咗相關嘅總樓面面積同埋建築物高度嘅限制。而申述地點 B 咧，亦即係下圖綠色狹長嘅位置咧，其實就已經係改劃為顯示為道路嘅地方啦。咁係配合呢一個房屋嘅發展咧，係會提供一個經改善嘅公共道路，會有行車道、行人路、單車徑等等嘅。而申述地點 C 咧，亦即係下圖淺藍色嘅呢兩個位置咧，已經係改劃咗做政府機構或社區地帶啦。咁係用作重置翻受呢一個發展影響嘅永寧村村公所嘅。咁喺圖中右上角嘅一啲航攝照片咧，委員可以睇到而家申述地點 A 1至到 C 現時嘅土地用途嘅狀況同埋附近嘅環境啦。咁而家呢啲用地咧，主要係一啲植物嘅苗圃啦、儲物場、臨時構築物、植坯、道路同埋公共嘅停車場。周邊咧主要係一啲臨時嘅構築物啦、寮屋、村屋、中地作業、墓地或者一啲認可嘅殯葬區嘅。至於申述地點 D 咧，其實佢係位於青山公路屏山段以北嘅一個土地啦。當其時係咧落實翻鄉郊及新市鎮小組委員會咧喺2023年同意嘅一個第12A 條申請，編號 YYLPS 6，做一個私人住宅發展，連同安老院舍同埋零售嘅商店嘅。咁呢個地點咧，而家喺大綱圖上面已經劃作咗住宅甲類9嘅地帶啦，亦都係有相關嘅地積比率同埋建築物高度嘅限制。咁喺右圖嘅航攝照片亦都可以睇到，而家咧主要係一啲臨時嘅貨倉佔用緊呢一個申述地點 D 啦，有一啲車輛嘅停泊啦，周邊咧主要係一啲低密度嘅住宅發展、鄉村式發展同一啲低層嘅工業大廈嘅。申述地点 E 同埋 F 咧，分别系两个位于平下路同埋青山公路平山段交界嘅两幅用地啦。咁样两幅用地咧，原本咧系一个综合发展区嘅地带啦。喺2023年嘅综合发展区用地检讨里面咧，小组委员会咧就同意将呢一个综合发展区地带改划做适当嘅土地用途地带。咁而家申述地点 E 咧，已經是改劃了做住宅墓類1的地帶，而申述地點 F 已經是改劃了做住宅月類2的地帶，都是各自有他們的地積比率和建築物高度的限制的。當時的修訂都是反映最新的狀況和他們現有的情況的。咁申述地點 E 目前係兩幅已經發展嘅工業用地啦。申述地點 F 咧係一個有連同花園嘅私人住宅啦，一個叫做芙蓉苑嘅低層住宅啦，同埋一啲臨時嘅構築物。周邊咧主要係一啲民居、貨倉、停車場同埋村落嚟嘅。咁頭先都有提過註釋嘅修訂項目 G 同埋 H 啦。咁呢兩個咧其實都係因應翻採納城規會最新嘅法定註釋。用法定圖則註釋總表而作出一個技術性的修訂嚟嘅啫。咁G 咧就係喺呢一個鄉村式發展地帶裏面咧，將政府垃圾收集站同埋公廁設施咧由第二欄搬去第一欄。而 H 咧就係喺呢個鄉村式地帶裏面咧，將郊野學習、教育、遊客中心同埋酒店（括弧此限）度假屋咧放入第二欄嘅用途。咁接下落嚟咧，我會講一講收到嘅申述 的主要的理由和规划署的回应的。首先就着新述地点 A1、A2、B 和 C， 我们收到支持的新述，主要的理由包括今次 的先导发展的项目是符合政府多管齐下的策略，增加土地和房屋供应的方针，有关的发展可以释放屏山土地的发展潜力，住宅甲类和住宅甲类7和8的地带，他们各自的发展限制、地积比率和建筑物高度都和周围的环境协调，发展已经预留了或者提供了足够的配套设施，以及改划政府机构或社区的地带都只是为这个永宁村村公所去重设它的村公所和受影响的设施而已。规划署是备悉这些意见的。咁就住反对嘅申述方面啦，咁首先就住先导计划发展嘅理据，咁反对嘅申述係有提及係欠缺理据呢，将一啲沿住屯马线嘅绿化地带嘅土地呢係用作先导计划嘅发展嘅。咁规划署嘅回应就係首先包括今次呢一个嘅发展呢係符合政策嘅目标啦，可以将一啲私人嘅土地嘅发展潜力释放啦。这个项目已经进行了相关的技术评估，确认是对周边的地区是不会造成一些不可以接受的影响。项目 B 和 C 分别都是做一个公共道路的改善工程和重设永宁村的村公所，相关的项目是一些必要的设施或者一些恰当的改划来的。在发展参数和初步发展计划方面，反对的申述是提及在计算这个房屋的组合的时候，是不应该将额外的政府土地或者第三方土地所带来的一些住用楼面面积是计算在内的，应该澄清有关的计算方法。规划署的回应就是首先根据先导计划的专题指引2，如果一些可以独立发展或者转让的政府土地是不应该计算在新增的住用楼面面积里面的。在项目 A2 里面，现时是有一幅的政府土地和有一些第三方的私人土地，他们的面积大概2000平方米，换算是会有大概13000平方米的总楼面面积，而这个总楼面面积是不会计算在公私营70-30的比例里面，只会全数拨入先导计划里面的公营房屋部分。如果我们将这些地块剔除，这些用地将会是夹杂在将来的先导计划和比邻的环州公屋发展之间，咁预留咗一啲咁样嘅地块剔除咗咧，系喺土地使用嘅角度咧，唔系一个理想嘅做法。咁将我哋纳入翻公营房发展里面咧，反而可以释放佢哋嘅发展潜力嘅。咁此外啦，反对嘅申述都提及啦，用地分散啦，互不相连啦，咁喺啲居民将来使用附近嘅设施咧，可能会有困难。咁规划署嘅回应包括，首先喺项目 A2 即系公营房嘅部分咧，其实将来会有大概4000平方米嘅非住用总楼面面积啦。此外咧，亦都会有大概总楼面面积嘅 5% 咧，系将来系会用作社会福利设施嘅用途嘅。而项目 A1 亦即系私营房嘅部分咧，将来亦都会有新嘅公共交通交汇处啦，同埋公众停车场啦。而在项目 B 亦即是刚才提及的一个道路改善工程里面，其实沿路也都会有一些巴士站。此外，其实刚才那个项目 B 亦都会是一个本身单线的通道，亦都会是扩阔成为一个双线的行车路，两边都会有行车的行人的道路，附近的路口亦都会升级成为一个交通灯的控制路口。相关的巴士站和一些道路都可以改善将来居民出行的需要的。反对的申述都有提及在视觉远景和空气流通方面呢，首先就着视觉呢，在观景5亦即是由继山望向这个宜义发展呢，是会破坏山脊线啦，将来的建筑物的混凝土或者玻璃外墙呢，可能会同整体的周边的地区不协调啦。咁我哋嘅回应呢，就係首先根据视觉影响评估呢，位于继山嘅观景点呢，係会造成中度负面至到严重负面嘅视觉影响。但主要都係因为呢个观景点呢，本身个景观好开扬啦，而且佢得係好接近呢一个先导计划发展项目啦，同埋直接望向呢个项目嘅。咁有一个比较宏观嘅角度睇呢，呢一个先导发展计划呢，係会同将在而家施工中嘅两个公营房发展，亦即係环州嘅发展啦，同埋朗边嘅发展呢，形成一个高层嘅楼宇群。咁宏观而言呢，其实佢係一个元朗新市镇嘅扩展部分嚟嘅。将来嘅发展都会透过唔同嘅建筑物高度设计啦，建筑物后移啦，建筑物间距啦等等，是尽量将一个视觉影响呢，是降至一个可以接受的水平。 咁喺視覺嘅影響而言咧，規劃署總城市設計師、城市設計及園景咧係冇負面嘅意見嘅。反對嘅申述都有提及咧，空氣流通評估咧係顯示咗先導計劃咧係會造成嚴重嘅空氣流通影響啦。咁回應方面咧，首先先導計劃用地咧係唔處於任何主要嘅通風廊裏面啦，而將來亦都係會採取多項嘅設計措施，包括建築物後移、建築物間距、一啲架空嘅樓層設計啦、地庫停車場啦、低基座嘅高度啦、分散嘅休憩用地啦、較高嘅地面淨空高度啦等等，去改善呢一個通風嘅。咁喺空氣流通角度咧，其實規劃署總城市設計師、城市設計及園景咧，對有關嘅修訂項目咧，都係冇意見。咁喺園景方面啦，反對嘅申述咧提及咧，當局咧係會補種翻347棵新樹啦，同會被砍伐嘅566棵樹木相比咧，係會導致咧有21棵樹木咧係淨減少嘅。咁喺回應方面啦，首先根據園景設計及樹木保育移除建議咧，喺樹木調查範圍裏面咧，我哋總共係錄得567棵嘅樹木。咁樹木係包括一啲常見嘅樹種啦，同埋一啲唔適合嘅樹種，即係一啲銀合歡。咁當中咧，347棵樹木咧係被確認咧係唔適合移植而需要移除嘅。咁喺將來嘅發展咧，喺呢個先導計劃裏面咧，我哋都會移植翻347棵全新嘅樹木啦，達到一個1:1嘅樹木補償嘅比例。按照翻地政署嘅作業備考第6/2023号咧，所移除嘅銀合歡咧係唔會計入喺呢個補償嘅種植比例裏面嘅，因為移除呢一啲野生嘅樹種咧係可以美化區內嘅使用啦，減輕呢一個園景資源嘅損失。反對嘅申述咧，佢都有提及就住政府機構或社區設施咧係有一啲不足嘅問題咧，未得以處理啦。咁我哋嘅回應就係包括元朗區咧，以人口為基礎嘅現有同埋已規劃嘅社區設施咧，大致上咧係可以應付到區內整體人口嘅需求嘅。雖然有部分嘅設施，包括醫院病床啦、診所、健康中心、幼兒中心、社區照顧服務以及各類嘅康復同埋院舍服務咧，暫時可能係出現一啲短缺嘅情況。但係根據香港規劃標準與準則咧，其實呢啲服務或者設施佢定立嘅標準咧，都係一啲長遠嘅目標，或者以一個更廣泛嘅區或者地區作出評估。至于康乐设施同埋裁判法院供应嘅不足咧，相关嘅部门同埋机构咧，都会以一个较大区域或者地区持续监察、规划或者检视呢一啲嘅供应。就住地区咨询，反对嘅申述咧提及元朗区议会同埋屏山乡乡事委员会咧系冇参与呢个申述嘅过程嘅。规划处嘅回应包括，首先喺上年嘅6月20号同埋7月29号咧，政府嘅团队咧已经就住擬議嘅修订咧咨询咗屏山乡乡事委员会同埋元朗区议会，佢哋咧都大致支持屏山大光图嘅擬議修订嘅。咁但係就住一啲交通排水同埋噪音嘅關注咧，就提及咗一啲關注啦，希望咧政府部門可以同受影響嘅持份者保持溝通，唔好影響村民嘅現有生活。咁當其時咧，其實局方都已經向委員同埋議員咧介紹咗先導計劃裡面會進行嘅交通同埋排水工程，亦都告知咗佢哋咧，其實已經進行咗相關嘅技術評估。咁屏山乡乡事委员会同埋元朗区议会嘅关注同埋佢哋嘅意见咧，喺当其时俾小组委员会考虑嘅文件里面咧，其实已经系作出咗适当嘅回应，亦都归纳咗佢哋嘅意见嘅。咁喺大江草图刊登同日咧，我哋亦都告知咗元朗区议会同埋屏山乡乡事委员会咧，喺法定嘅展示期里面咧，公众人士咧系可以提交申述嘅。咁佢哋提及嘅關注咧，喺詳細設計階段咧，喺都會由先導計劃嘅申請人同埋相關政府部門咧，係持續作出跟進嘅。咁跟住就講申述地點 D， 反對嘅申述咧係有提及就住呢個鄉村式嘅地帶咧，裡面係咪有足夠嘅土地可以應付小型屋宇嘅需求咧？咁規劃署嘅回應包括相關嘅鄉村式發展地裏面咧，現時處理中嘅小型屋宇申請嘅數目係77宗啦，而喺項目 D 原有嘅鄉村式發展地帶裏面嘅部分咧，其實係冇一啲已獲批或者處理中嘅小型屋宇申請嘅。根據估算，有關嘅鄉村式發展地帶範圍裏面咧，大概有2.4公頃嘅土地可以做小型屋宇嘅發展啦，咁係相當於大概94個小型屋宇土地。 咁係足夠應付尚未處理嘅私人屋宇申請嘅。有關用地將來係做一個私人嘅住宅發展啦，佢可以滿足到住屋嘅需求啦，亦都可以增加安老院舍嘅供應，同埋可以改善已受破壞嘅環境，逐步去淘汰現有嘅棕地作業嘅。反對嘅申述都有提及，安老院舍嘅床位比起之前另一宗第12A 條申請嘅時候嘅床位係有所減少啦，而地積比率、建築物高度同埋泊車車位係反而係有增加嘅情況，而發展咧亦都可能會造成一啲負面嘅視覺影響嘅。咁喺回應方面啦，首先當其時呢個床位嘅減少嘅原因咧，係因為當其時係需要遵從翻2023年院舍法例括弧雜項修訂條例所定明嘅一個最新規定啦。咁當其時呢個修訂咧係定明咧每個安老院舍嘅住客嘅人均面積咧係一個上升嘅，咁所以當其時咧呢一個床位數目就有所減少嘅。咁喺社會福利角度而言咧，社會福利處處長咧對呢個修訂咧係冇意見嘅。虽然移业发展对大部分选定的公众观景点可能会造成一些负面的视觉影响，但是申请人当其时都提出了多项的设计措施，包括建筑的布局、一些中空的设计、建筑物的间距、后移、一些广泛的绿化和垂直绿化去改善这些视觉的影响。在视觉和城市设计角度而言，规划署总城市设计师、城市设计及园境都是对这个修订项目是没有负面的意见的。咁就住注釋作出嘅修訂項目 G 咧，反對嘅申述係提及喺鄉村式發展地帶裏面咧，將政府垃圾收集站同埋公廁設施放入第一欄用途裏面咧，會影響公眾監察呢一啲設施嘅位置同埋設計。規劃署嘅回應就係、是，當其時呢一個嘅修訂咧，主要係希望同翻最新頒布嘅注釋總表內容相符啦。是希望精簡在鄉村地帶裏面設置一些常見的設施的必要的流程的。根據現行的做法，相關的政府部門視乎情況亦都會就著這些設施去諮詢回當區的居民、區議會或者鄉事委員會的。至於修訂項目 H，反對的申述是提及在鄉村式發展地帶裏面，如果將郊野學習教育和遊客中心放入第二欄用途，可能會鼓勵濫用新界豁免管制屋宇政策。我們的回應包括，首先近年鄉郊的遊覽和參觀活動越來越流行，那我們將郊野學習教育和遊客中心放在第二欄用途，是想配合這些用途的需求，是一個恰當的改劃，而且都是跟最新的註釋總表是一致的。由于这些用途在第二栏用途，他们将来都是需要拿得城规会的规划许可，以确保相关的用途是不会对周边地区造成一些无法克服的影响，而且都可以尽量减少对乡村环境可能造成的滋扰的。咁就住提供意见的申述，首先就住申述地点 A1、A2 和 D， 提供意见的申述有提及，如果项目 A1 和 A2 即是那个LSPS 的項目，如果將來建築物佈局和設計有任何改變，應該進行額外的鐵路噪音影響評估。而就著項目 D， 建議申請項目的倡議人將來可以試下就著以減音窗主要為一個主要的緩解措施進行一些測試，看看是否可以適合去改善到的噪音的問題。我們的回應就是，無論這個先導計劃項目和獲批准的 12A 條申請，即是項目 A1、A2 和 D， 其實當其時提交的發展藍圖都主要是一個作為技術評估參考之用的一個發展藍圖來的。在將來的詳細設計階段，其實項目倡議人都是需要遵從相關其他的法例和一些政府的規定，如果有需要都要提出相關的措施解決可能會造成的噪音影響的。咁就住新屬項目 E 同埋 F 咧，提出嘅意見咧，亦都提及咧，希望將來嘅項目倡議人咧進行翻鐵路噪音影響評估啦。咁我哋嘅回應包括，首先項目 E 同埋項目 F 嘅改劃咧，主要都係希望反映翻有關用地現有嘅狀況同埋最新嘅規劃情況嘅啫。咁視乎發展同埋重建嘅建議咧，有關項目咧係可能需要或者唔需要向城規會申請規劃許可嘅。咁但係無論如何咧，日後嘅項目倡議人咧都係需要遵從翻相關嘅法例啦，同埋政府嘅規定啦。如果有需要咧，亦都係要提出翻相關嘅措施，解決可能造成嘅一啲噪音嘅影響嘅。咁歸納以上嘅評估咧，我哋係備悉 R1、R2。 表示支持的意见，和 R4 提出的意见，我们是不支持 R3 的申述，所以我们认为是不应该顺应申述而修改大纲图的。我的介绍是这么多，多谢主席。
好，咁而家咧就请申述人 R1，应该系发展商啦 ，BC Firm Investment Limited 嘅代表，许先生啦，许泽雄先生啦，同埋佢哋嗰个团队。
好，早晨主席、副主席、各位委员，我们是代表申述人编号 R1， 申述的内容主要是支持对屏山分区计划大纲草图的修订项目编号 A1、A2B 和 C， 即是现在画面上显示位于元朗永陵村土地共享先导计划的相关修订项目。作為這項 LSPS 的申請人的代表，我們支持這幾項修訂項目的原因有以下這幾點。首先第一，這幾個修訂項目是與之前在行政議會在2022年已經原則性贊同的 LSPS 的發展方案是一致的。第二，這幾個修訂項目和這個 LSPS 的計劃早前已經諮詢了屏山鄉鄉事委員會和元朗區議會。第三，今次制定的這些發展的參數和其他發展的要求亦都和這個 LSPS 的方案是發展一致，早前亦都已經 circulate 了給不同的政府部門，證明他們技術上是可行的。而這個發展方案的位置亦都鄰近不同的新市鎮、新發展區，例如元朗、天水圍新市鎮、洪水橋新發展區等等，他們的發展密度亦都和裡面當中的發展是相若的。最後呢，這個發展方案呢其實不會對這個當區的附近的設施帶來一些不良的影響。基於以上的原因呢，我們是支持這幾個修訂項目的。多謝大家。
好，跟住去到 R3,Miss Mary。
Well, good morning.I noticed R1 wasn't in the waiting room. I thought I was the only one here, and then they came down the corridor that way. Were they having a cozy little chat with the, you know, the government the departments or what have you? A bit dodgy. Now, this is a fake consultation. Members of the public could not access the supporting documents that were lumped together in a record 1,598 pages.They could not be downloaded on a basic domestic laptop. On a more powerful company system, only the first 50 pages or so were available. Print was not possible. There was no directory, and even if there was, the search function did not permit location by page number. I had to request the essential Hong Kong planning standards and guideline data to be forwarded. While I've been advised that the issue is related to a relocation of online government files, this does not legitimise the failure to provide access to the data pertaining to the application. CAP 131 Town Planning Ordinance decrees that the board must also publish during such period the inspection information on the board's website. The content must therefore be reasonably accessible.Since the community can no longer participate in the Section 12 application process and many developments go directly to OZP, that the supporting documents are not readily available renders the consultation meaningless. For item D, for which a Section 12 was launched under the old system, there are the meeting papers to fall back on. However, it cannot be assumed that the general public has taken part in that process or is even aware that the papers are available. Now, items 1, 2...C, LSPS, approved on 3 November 2022, strong objections to a cosy arrangement that provides the proponents of the LSPS with a justification to trash the last tranche of greenbelt along the section of the Tun Ma line and deprive the community of the visual relief provided by it. Moreover, the development is in contravention of the 2023 policy address stated that the government would not use greenbelt areas for large-scale development,as sufficient land for housing and other needs had been identified. Instead, the focus is on considering their use for recreational tourism. Now, according to the presentation on that side, this is to unleash development potential of private lots. Now, this is not a legitimate planning consideration. Because private lots are everywhere. They're in our country parks. They're in our coastal protection areas. They're on our green belt. Some sites of scientific interest are privately owned, okay? So please, we are now got to a point that anything and everything can be manipulated in order to tick the boxes and for expediency. Now, GIC, numerous and significant deficits. Can we have some light on the topic here? It's a bit big. Is it possible to make it a tiny little bit smaller? You know, just a little bit squeezy narrow. No, that's more. Shrink. So, that's okay. So it all gets on the, so we can see it all, okay? Yeah. Now, So here we are. Sports ground minus 50%, swimming pool minus 40%. The magistracy, well, we don't need those. Redundant. Public, where am I? Clinic, minus 70%. Childcare, minus 56%. District elderly, minus 44%. Neighbourhood elderly, minus 71%. Community care, minus 65%. Residential care home for the elderly, minus 34%. Preschool habilitation, minus 40%. Day rehabilitation, minus 45%. And it goes on and on and on. Residential care, minus 31%. Community rehabilitation, minus 33%. District support, minus 50%. Integrated community wellness, minus 43%. Okay, and this is now, remember, this is going to be a population of 1.5 million. So all these people are going to go there, and basically, bear in mind that much of the services are planned provision, so there's no guarantee they will even be provided. So on the ground, the actual situation could be a lot worse. And then here we have planning department has the balls to say that, momentai, there's going to be sufficient community services. We all saw what happened in Tinchery Y, and we're going to have a repetition here in these the towns, the developments. Also, reasonable concern that in view of recent comments made by the Secretary for Housing that the 5% GFA allocation for these services will be pared back in order to hasten construction time. Therefore, a strong possibility that the numbers shown under plan provision will not materialise. Then we have the trees, 566 trees. Where's my tree peak? So, 219 trees get written off under the recently introduced scam, introduced by the government, of course, to reduce the compensation ratio. However, when it comes to private developments, board members insist that there will be 1.1 compensation. Members are demonstrating double standards. I was here 2 weeks ago when we were talking about the University of Science and Technology. And I remember some members talking about the one-to-one compensation ratio. But when it's a government thing like this, that's out the window. There's no pressure put on by the board. They just lie back, lie flat, and accept, This is also in contravention of Development Bureau's guidelines on tree pruning under greening, landscape and tree management section. Storm-damaged trees of any invasive species, such as, I can't even pronounce this one, but it's the one, this one, are recommended to be removed and replanted with native tree species. So the Development Bureau itself recommends that they be replanted with native, which means that they should be compensated. Moreover, the ornamental trees proposed are invariably short and contribute little to the ecosystem. In addition, with no access to the appendix, it's not clear that the 566 trees include all the trees, because there are also trees along the roads on item B. So this has not been addressed in the remarks. Regrettably, the Green groups have been dissuaded from taking part in community affairs and no longer provide independent research on the quality of both the trees and the impact their felling will have on the local ecosystem. That the District Council has taken no part in this consultation that will have a significant impact on the district, its members are appointed and paid to represent, is a shocking dereliction of duty. Traffic impact, we don't get any numbers, so but we're told it'll be okay because Transport Department says okay to everything. I've never once heard Transport Department have any negative views. Now, the members of the council and what have you supported the proposed amendments but expressed concerns mainly on traffic, drainage and noise impacts. Oh, sorry, that's what it says, so they didn't come along. Now, the ventilation, again, we get all the mitigation, explore further, include other possible mitigation. When you talk about a lot of mitigation, it underlines that there are significant issues that are being brushed under the carpet. The layout plan indicates that some blocks are in a direct line. With no access to the appendix, the community has no way of knowing the direction of the prevailing season winds. So we couldn't fall back on the ventilation and see where the arrows are. Visual impact, according to the paper, will be mitigated on an acceptable level, blah, 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 blah. However, drawing 17 shows that, on the contrary, most of the ridgeline is breached. As for chromatic treatment, this is risible. Tall and wide concrete blocks and glass wall effect can neither be disguised nor blend with the panorama, and particularly in Hong Kong, where every PH estate looks the same and private developments are almost invariably glass facade with lots of mini balconies that can hardly accommodate a closed drying rack. And moreover, the recent push to put parking above ground to facilitate and expedite construction will certainly involve further increases in the podium bulk and the building height. The whole process is akin to wiping out the view of Lion Rock from HK Island and Hong Kong and Kowloon. Now, piecemeal approach and separation between the sites indicate that there will be no interconnectivity between the PH sites and the residents will have difficulty accessing retail, community and other services to be provided at the three locations and the larger Wong Chau estate. This issue sidestepped in the responses. In fact, all issues have been greenwashed, whitewashed, whatever, with mitigation, etc. Now, there was the matter of the 13,442 square metres additional, but I ran a check on the figures, and this doesn't seem to have resulted in any increase in the number of PH apartments, because we still get a 30-70 ratio. So perhaps some member would question, what benefit does this 13,442 additional government from the additional government land? Where does it benefit? Item D, approved in April 2022, instead of cracking on with the development, another Give Me More purports to increase high-quality housing supply as well as providing high-quality residential care home for elderly. But the number of units have been almost doubled. Together with the substantial increase in PR and BHR and parking, and the retail increased tenfold. But the number of reach beds have been diminished. This is because of the increase in space provision. Yes, I get that. But the developer could pay some premium and accommodate more residents if it had any genuine intention to provide a community service and not just exploit the system and tick the boxes. Oh, we provided an elderly care home. Tick, that one's out of the way. Rezoning application is for facilitating a proposed flattened social welfare facility to utilise the application site to provide a self-contained and desirable residential and social hub, they say, targeting the elderly and their families in need of independent living space. So we're creating an inclusive and supportive city by building an environment that is pro-elderly and pro-family. now give over, unless the units are to be sold exclusively to those into procreating, a highly unlikely scenario in present-day Hong Kong with ever-decreasing fertility rates. In fact, the higher development intensity makes the compound less elderly and family-friendly. Alleviate the urgent need for affordable and suitable housing for young families. This is a private development, not assisted housing. So perhaps by suitable, the developer means a decrease in unit size because it's gradually decreased. It's now gone from 50 to 42 square metres. Amend to provide the zoning application to provide a more livable and healthier environment for future occupants through design optimization. Yes, by squeezing twice as many people into the same space. And it states that there's going to be 5,394 square metres of communal space. Now, this requires some creative sleight of hand, as the outlet is similar to the approved application, so that the OS has been doubled in size is nothing of a miracle in planning, particularly when almost half the site is devoted to roads, EVA, efficient land use. I hope you members have taken time to look into that. Now, taking into account the planned higher density public housing development in Ping Shan, members generally consider that the proposed PRMBH were not incompatible with the existing and planned development in the locality. Now, this is less than 1 year that the same board approved a substantial increase in both. Then one has to question the integrity of the process. You know, 1 year beforehand, the smaller, lower plan was approved. In 1 year, suddenly twice the size is okayla. The concept of CDA zoning is that it should provide a comprehensive living environment that includes a variety of services and facilities. Object to the height and bulk. Visual impact will be substantial. No images provided, so refer to the Section 12 application. And this reinforced the issue of the obliteration of the ridgeline and the loss of public landmarks. And hope that the members have taken the time to look at the VP1, VP4. And figure 4 from the public library is an example, shows the development to the left while hiding some of the mountain backdrop does not block the ridge as the proposed development to the right does. The figure 7 is shocking. It completely obscures all the mountain backdrop. There is an urgent need for guidelines to protect the iconic ridge lines that define NT. This is in line with the preservation of the HKI and Kowloon views. And the other VPs are also objectionable, but those of the mountains are the most audacious and would forever impact the panorama, backdrop and character of the district. I also noticed that the separation for this item is only 12.5 metres, which in view of the recent fire and what have you, is this acceptable to have an ever-shrinking space between the buildings? And also, the separation is supposed to impact the mitigate the blocking of the mountains. Now, community views on preservation of the ridgeline ignored. The developer is living in the past. People are now very concerned about the elimination of ridgelines and landmarks. The feedback from public consultation exercises confirmed that views to ridgeline peaks are worthy of preservation. Selected vantage points on the basis of accessibility and popularity to the public at large. Views from the famous tourist spots should be preserved. Preserve all ridgelines, peaks with distinguished identity as far as possible and with agreement by the community at large, but all that has been ignored. And then we had the V-zone bit, not covered by village environs of any recognised village. No explanation as to why then it is a V-zone. I don't know if it's Cho or Tong Land. The number of applications proposed is being processed is 77. The 10-year demand is 185 and 56, respectively, for the two villages. So is there sufficient land within the V-zone to accommodate the demand? The response indicates that there is insufficient land, but justifies the development because there are brownfield operations on the site. Now, this is another example of distortion of the guidelines and regulations and double standards to fuel expediency of the administration. The brownfield operations are illegal or have been approved by TPB, but the zoning intention prevails. In view of the government's constant bleating about land for public and assisted housing, one has to question why it's not taking the initiative to resume the land to build low-rise assisted housing. It is clear that there's no obstacle to resumption. Item E, housekeeping. F, housekeeping. G, housekeeping. MTR is not here, unfortunately. Have the MTR concerns been downplayed? Also, I noticed there's no provision for relocating the brownfields that are going to be kicked out. Surely there should be. Are they going to be moved into other areas to trash other areas and take over agricultural land and green belt in other areas? And also, no mention of any sponge city measures, even though the location indicates that there will be impact from increasing levels of rainfall. As far back as 2016, DSD encourages the sponge city concept to be adopted in new developments for more effective drainage and rainwater reuse to enhance urban flooding resilience by the principles of infiltration, retention, storage and purification, reuse and discharge. But not a peep from DSD on this issue in the paper. Now, members have a duty to question why, and if there's a member from the DSD here today, perhaps he could put his hand up and ask why they don't have the courage to ask that these measures be introduced. What is the point of all the resources spent on formulating policies and pledges to improve standards when the provisions are never followed through? Amendments, refuse point, public convenience as usual, object. Column 2 ensures the utility is subject to public scrutiny and that the location and design are not intrusive, too bulky or an eyesore. And field study education on the V-zone. Object, planning intention is to provide family homes for Indigenous villagers. Proposed amendment encourages the already rampant abuse of the NTEH policy that has resulted in most of the recent developments being actually units for sale to outsiders. And then of concern were revision to the planning intention of the notes, CDA, and the remarks for CDA, etc. Because it was impossible to access the documents, a perusal of these amendments were not possible, so their impact could not be assessed. So hopefully the members have checked them out. And finally, three for the price of one on the 6th of March. Now, I objected to this previously. There's only 1 week. The information is only available for 1 week, the papers. Not enough time to peruse all the data. Only those members on the related board will have previous knowledge of the outlines. Clock watching to adhere to timetable. Not enough time to peruse issues, to pursue issues that can arise during the meeting. Rushed lunch and breaks. Now we get told, no, this is not the way it is, but I've been here and I've experienced it, okay? I've been rushed. I've seen the rush. I've seen the clock watching. There's people waiting out there, trying to fit everything in, trying to fit two in the morning, and then have the other one kick off at 2 o'clock. Totally unacceptable. In March 2015, the Hong Kong Court of First Instance ruled in favour of Rida, quashing four decisions made by the Town Planning Board regarding the draft outline zoning plans. The judicial review focused on procedural unfairness and the board's failures to properly consider the impacts of development restrictions. And I believe that rushing through three plans of the board members, first of all, they don't have time. I feel the pressure in going through the papers for three, for one meeting. And I probably devote more time to it than the board members do, okay? So, but you agree to it. It was your members who agreed to this three for the price of one, okay? So you're to blame.
Miss Mary, sorry to interrupt. Yeah. You have spoken for more than 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's okay. There's nobody else here.
But I think you still have to wrap up your piece quickly.
I had to point out that I got a response about the three for the price of one to say it was to do with the timetable. Now, Sekong was initially discussed on the 19th of September. Whereas Lao Tam Mei was discussed on the 17th of October, which was a month later. So don't try and pull that one off, Man Mei. Not working. Thank you.
好，睇下委員有冇咩提問。Ben、嘉榮、Ricky，
唔該主席。頭先 R3 咧就係提到一啲話阻，即係啲發展係阻個 reach line 嘅嚇。咁我睇翻文件咧，亦都冇特別去即係冇會 response 阻 reach line 或者係唔阻 reach line 嗰樣嘢嚇。咁喺呢度，我不如問一問專員咧，就係話你對依一方面係點睇，同埋阻或者唔阻 reach line 嗰個concept 係點樣咧？咁嗱，我哋理解就係話獅子山梗係唔阻得啦嚇，即係咁依啲後邊嘅山如果阻咗，即係喺個 planning 嘅角度係點睇？我想知一知下。另外一樣嘢咧，就係睇嗰個發展嗰、那個單位嘅大細嚇、啊。我發覺私人樓同埋公家樓咧，佢話深純都係50 square meter嘅。公家樓咁又大又細，拉勻咗可能50 square meter 就啱啦。咁但係私人樓冇問題，但係公家樓咧就係用50 square meter 咧，會唔會係大咗啲咧？咁樣實際上係而家起緊嘅有冇咁大？另外就係話，到時如果係改設計嘅話，如果真係細咗嘅話咧，單位又多咗嘅咯喎。咁對於 traffic 啊咁等等嘅嘢，會唔會有影響咧？咁或者專員回應下又唔該。
好啊，就住 reach line 嗰度咧，其實我哋喺香港嚟講咧，如果我哋真係要保護嘅 reach line， 主要係維港兩岸嘅。如果喺出咗維港兩岸其他地方咧，我哋都會 case by case 咁睇啦。喺翻呢個喺翻呢個個案嗰度咧，其實咧，新上人最主要嗰個針對嗰個點咧，就喺計山嗰度嘅。我哋而家同事投影片嗰度都睇到咧，其實喺左手邊左下角嗰度相啦，佢上面嗰幅咧就係而家現有嗰個嘅情況啦。其實都睇到喺元朗嗰個新市鎮主要有一啲發展喺個邊緣嗰度都見到噶啦。咁但係咧，其實咧將來咧，其實個會發生咩事咧？其實咧，除咗係而家我哋講緊呢一個先導土地共享先導計劃。即係喺個右手邊呢一個房屋發展之外咧，其實本身喺橫洲，即係我哋喺個下面幅圖嘅左手邊有一啲灰灰地色嗰啲建築物咧，其實已經有兩期嘅橫洲嘅發展咧，其中第一期咧已經喺度起緊啦，去到個高度咧大概會係145主水平基準以上啦。另外橫洲嘅第二期咧亦都喺規劃當中啦。咁如果加埋呢兩個嘅其實嘅發展咧，其實將來個土地共享先導計劃嗰個發展。融咗落去咧，其實咧都基本上都係成個元朗新市鎮嘅延伸啦。喺視覺上咧，其實咧個影響咧，其實我哋覺得係可以接受嘅。咁至於嗰個 reach line 嗰個問題咧，其實呢度因為其實計山本身咧係一個高咗嘅地方，一個比較開揚嘅地方啦。但係實際上咧，亦都唔係一個郊野公園咧，或者一個遊人特別多嘅地方。咁我哋喺從呢個角度嚟講咧，佢即使係阻咗個 reach line 啦，其實喺呢一個情況下，我哋都覺得係可以接受嘅。咁至於嗰個房屋嗰、那個單位個大細嗰度咧，其實咧而家依一個喺依個階段咧，其實都係個規劃階段咧，佢做一啲房屋大細，譬如50平方米啊，或者係個私人發展嗰個42.幾個平方米咧，都只係一啲 assumption 嚟嘅啫，係用嚟做佢嗰、那個影響嗰啲技術評估嘅做即係作為一個技術評估一個參考，咁佢當然可以知道佢。交通啊，譬如排水啊、污水啊嗰、那個影響，咁到實際都落實嘅時候咧，其實係咪用到50咧？呢、這、一個或者42咧，其實都係由個私人發展商去決定啦。至於公屋發展嗰度咧，我一般嚟講而家都係用50，甚至我哋有啲情況之下，可能我都會用大少少，希望會住好啲咁樣就係、是、增加嗰、那個住屋嗰個條件，即係改善個住屋條件嘅嚇。我嘅回應係咁多，唔該。
嘉榮跟住 Ricky。
唔該，主席。新上人 R 三咧係有提出關於今次嘅土地共享先導計劃嘅幾個部分嘅地塊嘅連接嘅問題。咁我留意到文件嘅5.3.2咧係有回應過呢個問題嘅，不過主要就解釋咧就話沿住嗰個架空鐵路同埋嗰條新嘅路。有啲解說嘅，包括就擴闊咗嗰個路嘅闊度啦，會有行人道等等啦咁。但係就好似冇解釋到就係話橫過呢、這個架空鐵路或者橫過呢條路 嗰個行人嘅連接係點嘅呢？咁樣樣係路面嘅就咁橫過馬路，還是會有啲其他嘅橫過路嘅行人設施呢？唔知可唔可以解釋下？
多謝委員嘅提問。其實喺個發展項目，雖然係見到會有 A、B 兩個項目啦，即係有唔同嘅地盤啦，但係中間你見到會起咗一條嘅路，入邊中間有單車徑連貫曬附近嘅區域嘅。咁中間當然啦，會唔同嘅地塊會要橫過馬路，會有適當嘅交通設施，例如斑馬線啊、交通燈嗰啲咁嘅做法嘅。至於詳細至到會喺個 detail design 嗰陣時咧，就會同運輸署去敲定翻佢個詳細嘅做法嘅。多謝。
咁主要係咪都係路面橫過馬路咧？因為喺依家呢個 case 嚟講，其實係公屋嚟㗎啦，四個唔同嘅區域嘅公屋嘅連接。我關心嘅就係橫過馬路啊，係咪就係斑馬線啦，還是點樣？
多謝委員嘅提問，係主要都係喺地面嘅，因為委員你留意到啦，頭先中間嗰條其實係屯馬線嗰個高架路嚟，咁所以我哋都唔會喺個高架路上面起個天橋，主要都喺翻個高架路嘅下面用作嗰個嘅行人嘅暢達性嘅。
好 ，Ricky，
呢個係想問專員嘅。我想問咧，圍繞住成個計山啊，成個計山嘅我見到東面同西面都已經有好大片嘅 RA 啦，然之後南邊有好大片嘅 CDA。我想問一問嗰個規劃嘅歷史係即係點樣演變出嚟？我諗緊唔係突然間出現嘅，應該有一段時間醖釀咗嘅。咁我想了解一下嗰個過程。第二，我見到咧喺計山南面有好幾片零散而有細小嘅 GB 會遺留咗落嚟嘅，咁大規劃處而家點睇呢幾片剩翻零散而有細小嘅 Green Belt 嘅咧？唔該。
我諗委員指嘅 RA 應該就係頭先我哋講過橫洲，即係而家係圖嘅最右手邊嗰度係。
RA 係橫洲
四嗰度，
橫洲嗰邊有一大片 RA 啦，
有大片 RA 就係做一個公屋發展啦。
然之後喺蝦尾新村嗰邊有另一片都係好大片 RA 嘅。即係喺計山嘅西邊，
計山西邊嗰個係應該係另一個公屋發展，應該係天池路嘅公屋發展，亦都係之前我哋曾經改劃咗，亦都係做咗 RA 松係做緊個公營房屋嘅發展嘅。咁至於而家一路嘅綠色呢個地方，即係或者話依個土地共享先導計劃南邊呢個 CDA 咧，其實係一個好大片嘅 CDA 嚟嘅。基本上咧，我哋都係一啲中地作業啊，一啲停車場啊咁樣。咁其實都有一個研究喺度做緊，希望可以整合到裡面嘅土地，係將來可以釋放到係做一個房屋發展嘅。不過呢一個研究仍然係進行當中咯。
可能我問得唔夠清楚，唔好意思啊。即係我其實我係想了解翻嗰個 Green Belt 嘅演變嘅過程。即係我思而計山街好早期街路由一片一個小山丘咁樣啦。咁後來慢慢我哋發展得越嚟越多啦，因為元朗新市鎮嘅緣故。咁所以我見到而家圍繞住成個計山都好多大型嘅發展，我想了解一下呢個過程。多少少係啦。第二就係頭先我講我哋嗰張圖裏邊都有啲好細片零散嘅 Green Belt， 我哋點睇呢啲剩翻嘅 Green Belt 未來嘅嗰個 Green Belt 嘅角色嘅咧？唔該。
我相信個歷史應該係話，我哋開頭喺咪計山嗰度都係一個比較綠色嘅地方啦，咁我哋就會劃咗去做一個 Green Belt 啦。但係隨住時間嘅發展咧，其實因為 Green Belt 裏面咧都有好多地方咧係可能係私人土地咧係變咗一啲叫中地作業嘅。尤其是喺橫洲啊，或者永寧村一帶都有，所以咧，其實咧，我哋配合翻政府嘅政策啦，我哋曾經咧都係去複核過呢一啲關於中地作業嘅用地係咪適合會可以用做一啲比較可以地盡其用啦，或者係啲適合嘅用途咧。咁我哋曾經咧都去主動去改劃咗一啲呢啲 green belt 嘅用地咧，係變做房屋發展，特別係一啲公營房屋發展嘅。咁至於剩低嗰啲 green belt 咧，其實我哋都會一路係檢視住啦。其實尤其是有啲比較剩餘啲嘅零碎啲嘅，咁我哋其實都會係如果有機會嘅時候，我哋都會再複核下佢哋其實本身嗰個實際上嘅用途咧，係咪反映到個 green belt 嘅作用咧？如果唔係嘅話，我哋喺適時咧都會進行一個改劃嘅。
多最後一個跟進問題啊，唔該你啊。就計山，我見到中間零零舍舍有一片好似即係樹葉咁樣形狀嘅 CA， 個 CA 個背景係咩嚟嘅咧？即係中間零舍個計山嘅最高點散出嚟嗰個圈圈，其實係咩嚟？個 CA
嗰個應該係一個殯葬區嚟嘅。
OK， 唔該。
好，Bernadette， 然后 Vincent。
唔该，主席。我系有少少 curious 嘅，就 follow up 头先阿 Ben 问过就系、是，嗰、那个话个三隻线嗰度话系一个可接受嘅高度咧。嗰、那个可接受系即系边个决定，或者系即系喺边一度嘅 indication？ 唔该。
其實我哋做呢啲規劃嘅時候咧，都會有個城市規劃指引去41A 可以睇翻叫做我哋叫做 visual impact assessment 點樣去做一個視覺影響評估。我哋基本上咧係用一啲公眾可以達到嘅景觀點咧，可以望到嘅地方，我哋去進行一個評估啦。咁其實睇翻成個情況咧，都係話我哋除咗會睇翻個樓宇嘅高度咧，亦都會睇翻佢側邊嗰啲發展嘅高度啦，係咪會配合啦？至於個三隻線佢係遮咗幾多少，或者佢喺呢個角度睇，佢剩低個天空嗰、那個剩低嗰、那個那個 proportion 大概係幾多啦？呢啲我哋都會考慮嘅。咁同埋其實睇翻佢本身喺個設計上面會唔會有一啲做一啲設計上面嘅措施，希望可以減低呢、這、一個視覺影響、視覺嘅影響啦。咁就喺呢個情況，喺呢、這個情呢、這個個案底下咧，其實佢都提出咗一系列嘅措施咧，去盡量去減低呢個視覺影響評估嘅，包括嗰個建築物高度，佢會有一啲唔同嘅高度啦，有啲高啲，有啲矮啲啦。另外會有一個樓宇之間會有一個間距啦，同埋嗰啲後移啦，希望盡量咧喺個發展裏面咧係多少釋放多少少空間咧，令到嗰個視覺上嗰個通透感咧係會增加嘅。係，唔該。
follow up 想問一問，主席唔該，想問一問呢、這個山脊線嘅可接受程度咧，同嗰個山嘅名氣啊，或者係所謂景點有冇關係噶？即係頭先阿 Ben 提過話，係咪獅子山就唔遮得，其他嗰啲有啲冇咁出名嘅就唔係咁緊要，定係點嘅咧？即係個可接受，我哋就係想知道嗰個可接受係主觀到點，同埋係邊？即係而家係你根據嗰個條例咧，那個條例都係好，都係一個原則嚟噶嘛。咁如果係有，即係我想知道係有一個 committee 啊，定係有一個department 嘅 authority 啊，同埋佢同嗰個山嘅名氣啊，或者係嗰、那個所謂大眾接納嗰個係有冇關係㗎？
正如頭先我解釋啦，即係我哋喺維港兩岸，譬如太平山或者獅子山呢一啲我哋山脊線咧，我哋都係盡量去保護嘅。咁但係出咗維港兩岸以外咧，我哋其實喺香港都好多山啦，本身亦都新市鎮好多都係圍住個山，即係佢喺個山圍住啦。咁喺呢啲情況之下咧，我就係都會係個別情況去睇啦，就唔會睇邊一個山嘅名氣會比較大嘅。
好，跟住 Vincent、Roger， 然后嘉荣、Vincent，
系唔该，主席，我想即系follow up 嗰、那个头先有张图咧，就系、是、H2A， 我想睇睇就系中间嗰几个 site 下边喺个site 下边有个通道嘅设计，系啦，我留意到咧，就今次喺呢个范围里边咧，就去到差唔多个A1 西嘅最左端啦，咁其实。理論上是否 會延伸的下面那條通路是否一路延伸通過左手邊那個港鐵屯馬線下面的 Green Belt 再延伸另外一個出口，因為中間好像是否現在暫時未有計劃去打通這條路呢，我們想知道或者連通這條路的時間表會不會有，因為落實了這個發展之後去到尾，如果左手邊沒辦法行通的，那是否對整體這幾個地方的發展會不會構成障礙呢？
嗰條路一暫時只係會去到 A1， 即係將來嗰個私人發展嗰個部分嘅啫。咁去到再去到延伸去西邊嗰度，一暫時就係未有計劃嘅。
咁如果佢去到嗰度，啲交通係如何處理？去到一個 dead end。
其實去到發展嗰度咧，佢都會轉翻出去，向翻東邊走，去翻朗平路嗰邊嘅嚇。
即係去到尾係有一個迴旋處，即係嗰個交通評估係咪有咁嘅？當時的評估是否有這樣的考量所有這些模式，或者在那個階段性的車輛的使用的方法，
是多謝多謝委員
的車流的情況。
其實去到那裡是有個 hammerhead 的，讓它調回頭的，其實主要計時計會駁下去，就是要靠回剛才你在這個圖裡面的 CDA 西那裡，那個屏山北 的發展，公屋發展就會繼續咁伸延過去。咁嗰邊房即係嗰、那個我哋政府部門咧，亦都研究緊嗰、那個即係屏山北個公屋發展嗰陣時咧，就會將呢度咧全部打通。因為就住我哋呢個嘅項目啦，因為始終嚟講都係一個即係土地共享嘅先導計劃啦。咁申請人即係個地產商就會做到喺佢嘅地盤範圍呢度啦，即係歐沙喺左西班住，我哋真係冇辦法去繼續去延線嗰個嘅有關嘅道路嘅。但係有關嘅道路咧，知道嘅，我哋知道係一定要繼續駁落去嘅。屏山北嘅公屋發展嗰度會停完塔卡，暫時而家依刻咧就會有一個 hammer head 嘅 design， 俾啲車輛調翻頭。
咁 hammer head 嘅 design 係咪一個理想嘅處理方法？如果喺假如左手邊另外屏山高發展可能仲未有呢個落實時間表嘅話，嗰條路都未打通，冇打通嘅時間表。
唔好意思，應該係一個迴旋處，即係或者個迴旋處可以轉翻出去嘅。咁我哋依個咁嘅 design 應該係運輸處都應該暫時應該係同意嘅。而家暫時一個好嘅 arrangement 嚟嘅。
中間的迴旋處咁去到尾尾咧，
其實我補充少少，一個尾尾咧，即係一個 hammer head 嚟嘅。但係而家咧，佢 schematic 嘅 design 咧，佢 A 1 n 嗰個 site 咧，其實最左手邊，即係你而家見到即係啦，依個位嘅
會唔會有張圖好似多少少 detail？
其實佢裏邊係一個 PTI 嚟嘅。系啦，其實我哋預咗咧，大部分嘅公營車，即係公共交通咧，其實都會入咗入呢個 PTI 裏邊嘅。
即係個交通評估係建基於咁嘅道路處理嘅啦，係嘛？即係整呢幾個地塊，因為另外一個好重要，你就行翻出去下邊右手邊嗰個屏山路，係嘛？
系啦，你可以喺呢个平面图嗰度睇啦。你左上角咧，你见到有啲系即系我哋即系回旋处之后咧，其实系一个 PTI 嚟嘅。咁就大部分嘅车辆咧，会喺嗰度即系做一个即系其实唔系掉头，其实喺嗰度系会上落佢哋嘅市民啦。咁跟住咧就会出翻嚟咁样咯。咁而家嗰个 hammer head 咧，就主要系 for 一啲细嘅车辆去用咁样嘅。
好，明白。
Roger， 然后嘉荣。
多谢主席。有两个概念想或者专员可以再同我哋分享一下嘅。第一个咧就系即系头先新潮人三咧都提出就系话，有可能喺啲极端天气嘅情况底下，都会呢个申请嘅改划咧，会唔会系有啲影响？咁专员会唔会同我哋分享一下就话喺记录上面，我哋会唔会留意到就系话？这个地方在譬如说受到水浸啊，或者是一些相关的极端天气影响底下的有没有一些记录啦。咁然后就是说延伸出来的时候，就是说那个海绵城市的概念会不会有机会都在这里是可以作为一个发展的指引。咁我哋亦都留意到咧，就係喺呢一個發展咧，周邊上面咧都有一啲嘅細嘅村落啦，譬如話哈美村啊、永寧村啊等等嘅。咁喺發展落實咗之後嘅時候，會唔會都備悉就係話有一啲咁樣嘅城鄉嘅結合上邊，我哋有一啲嘅舉措係令到呢一方面嘅發展咧，唔會係產生一啲不必要嘅矛盾喺度嘅。咁兩個概念嘅釐清，多謝主席。
係，多謝會員嘅提問。關於嗰個極端天氣嗰度咧，其實我哋都同渠務處咧個溝通過，依度都唔係一個水浸嘅黑點嚟嘅。咁就呢、這、一個土地共享先導計劃喺個技術評估度咧，我哋都當然係做咗個我哋叫渠務嘅影響評估啦。咁根據個渠務影響評估咧，其實就係話我哋會有啲新嘅水渠咧，就係駁翻呢一個發展去翻現有嘅一啲公共嘅渠嗰個系統嗰度嘅。咁最尾咧嗰啲水咧，其實咧都會流翻向元朗西一個 Nola 嗰度，咁就 discharge 咗。咁所以就唔會有一個其實水浸啊，或者係點樣或者喺個排水方面咧有一個負面嘅影響嘅。至於永寧村嗰度咧，其實咧我哋咧之前咧其實申請人啦，同埋政府部門啦，同埋發展局咧，都已經同當地啦，譬如屏山鄉鄉事委員會啦，同埋當地嘅村長、村民咧，都做咗幾次嘅溝通嘅。咁我哋喺個設計方面咧，其實已經盡量咧就係避免咗影響咗村裏面嘅一啲墳啊，或者一啲風水林啊咁樣啦。但係無可避免地咧，將來咧嗰個村公所咧都會受到影響，所以我今次嘅改劃咧，其實咧都提出咗個C項。 講，即係藍色嗰度咧，就係將現有嗰個村公所同佢一啲附屬嘅設施咧，就將我哋搬去依兩私行兩土地，咁我哋就將佢劃成一個GIC 用途嘅。咁亦都我哋喺個鄉事委員會嗰陣時嘅會議咧，我哋都承諾咗啦，即係申請人同埋相關政府部門咧，亦都會繼續就同呢一個村民啊同埋村長咧係繼續去聯絡啦，希望喺再深化呢一個發展個設計嘅時候咧，可以盡量咧即係大家可以提供到一啲便利啊，同埋可以喺個設計上亦都可以互相可以兼用到嘅嚇，唔該。
主席想跟進一個細嘅問題，咁頭先專員提到就係話即係有關村公所同埋鄉事委員會嗰個溝通，咁喺相關一啲嘅設施、公共設施呢啲咁樣嘅重新再配置嘅時候，嗰、那個成本會係由邊一方面去承擔呢一個安排咧？多謝主席。
多謝委員的提問。關於重置頭先嘅村公所啊，或者起興建嘅道路啊，同埋頭先嗰啲渠務嘅設施咧，根據土地共享先導計劃嗰個指引咧，就會由呢個嘅申請人去承擔翻嘅。咁但係就會喺翻我哋價中嗰個扣除。
嘉永，然後阿 Venus， 然後阿 Daniel。
唔該，主席。我比較關心的一個比較長遠和廣闊一點的視覺影響，剛才有提過計山，計山海拔高度就是121米，雖然這個山的高度就不是高的，但是它視野非常廣闊，現在還好像可以360度盡覽尖鼻咀、南生圍魚塘、元朗和天水圍的景色，是即系睇日落啊，同埋摄影一个好好嘅地方嚟嘅。但系请留意，佢嘅海拔系121米，咁周围啲楼嘅高度咧100-200米 mph 咧就限时嚟嘅啫。我关心嘅就系咁发展落去，会唔会正正下嗰个计山？你企喺个计山都睇唔到周围嘅环境，全部都俾楼遮住晒。你想睇多啲，唯有喺个计山上面整到个计俾你骑先得咧。即系我哋系咪要关注呢啲咁样嘅长远嘅影响啊？反而吓，唔知专员有咩睇法？
我谂委员唔使担心嘅，其实因为其实计山咧本身头先你讲咧睇日落咧就系向西嘅，咁但系而家平山呢一个发展咧，其实喺佢南边嘅，所以其实喺西边同北边咧，暂时咧计山咧都系一个比较开扬嘅地方啦。我亦都冇一个计划咧去将上边嗰个 Green Belt 其他地方系转做一个住宅发展或者一个高密度嘅发展，所以其实计山嗰、那个那个独特性咧，其实佢譬如睇日落啊，或者向翻鱼塘嗰边咧，其实咧暂时嗰个景观咧系都唔会受到影响嘅。
作为元朗同埋香港嘅居民，希望繼續維持到啲計山嘅可遠觀嘅呢個咁嘅特色啊！咁政府要留意咯啊！因為我哋咪猛起樓，猛起樓，起起下都唔記得咗，原來一啲好好嘅優美嘅環境咧，整整下冇曬。
唔好意思啊，我打斷，因為我見到計山嘅西面，即係向所謂睇日落嗰邊，而家係幾個好大嘅 RA 嚟嘅喎。咁你實阻到嘅喎，基本上。
我意思係話再新嘅發展係應該唔會再暫時冇咯。其實佢主要開揚嘅景觀都係向北啦，即係向翻魚塘嗰邊同埋後海灣嗰邊。
而家已經批准咗嘅發展本身已經係擋咗西邊嘅景觀嘅啦。我哋
喺嗰係比較遠少少嘅，其實就係、
是。OK。
好，跟住係 Venus， 然後 Daniel Zhong， 然後 Daniel Lau， Venus，
係多謝主席。我問題好簡單嘅啫，就係、是、Item F 嗰度咧，咁我見到咧就係、是、由 CDA 改做 RB2 啦。咁我見到佢嗰度咧有一座咧就大概係1-2層高嘅，好似啲矮嘅建築物咁啦。咁我就想問嗰度咧，第一佢嗰個有冇一啲什麼歷史價值啊嗰啲咁嘅嘢啦。咁同埋轉咗做 RB2 嘅時間咧，有冇一啲計劃就係話其實呢度係會有其他嘅發展啊？因為我睇嗰個2B 嗰度咧，因為佢寫2B 嘅文件，但係而家睇唔到佢嗰、那個將來嗰個發展啊各樣嘅嘢。唔該曬。
委員講嗰個大屋啦，或者一個大宅啦，係個比較低密度嘅大宅，暫時我哋都冇收過佢一個重建嘅計劃，亦都冇收到 呢個古蹟辦咧，會話佢一個係咩古蹟啊？類似嘅或者係法定歷史建築物啊呢一類嘅，其實咁其實我哋而家今次嘅改劃咧，主要將佢由一個綜合發展區啦，變咗做一個 RB 啦 ，RB 二咧，其實本身嗰、那個發展限制咧，我哋係冇改變嘅，仍然係維持喺一倍啦，同埋高度限制咧係五層加上一個停車場，包括一個停車場嘅啫。咁我哋最主要嗰個原因咧，就係其實係希望可以反映翻現有一啲發展啦，同埋鼓勵翻一啲將來可能有啲重建項目啦。因為其實而家嗰個地塊裏面咧，其實除咗頭先講嗰個大宅之外咧，有一個發展咗嘅住宅發物業啦，其實叫做芙蓉苑啦，就係、是、我而家同事指住呢一個位置啦。基本上佢都係五層咧，同地積比率一倍，同埋側邊咧，其實佢都本身有啲比較低矮嘅一啲臨時嘅建築物啦。咁我希望透過今次嘅改劃咧，亦都可以鼓勵翻佢哋係做一個重建啦，係改善翻嗰個環境嘅。
唔好意思，我想追問一少少，唔好意思啊。咁即係話其實嗰、那個我見到係一兩層高，見到好似好好舊咁，其實係冇歷史價值嘅，係咪應該？
我哋嘅記錄係佢係冇歷史價值嘅，係。
OK， 好，唔該曬。
好，Daniel Zhong， 然後 Daniel Lau。
好，多謝主席。就我都係有一個咧，正話三隻線，即係呢個嘅跟進嘅問題。嗱，正話我哋見到咧，即係有一幅相，有個 photo montage 咧，就見到就都即係新嘅發展咧，就都基本上都遮咗計山嗰個三隻線。咁我想知道咧，嗱，因為咧嗰、那個視覺嘅影響咧，其實係同你選擇喺邊一點去望過去咧，係即係個影響咧，係會有好大分別嘅。如果近啲嘅，咁可能就會遮得多啲；如果遠啲嘅咧，遮得冇咁多。咁喺今次我哋呢啲photo montage， 我想知道咧，實際上係喺邊一點嚟到望過去得到咁嘅效果？咁呢個第一個問題。另外咧就有一個問題咧，就係、是、嗱，我哋往往咧。去睇呢個視覺影響咧，特別譬如話側邊係有啲山，我哋相對於啲山脊線啊嗰個影響咧，就我哋就會係喺啲低嘅點嚟到去睇嘅。咁但係有啲情況，譬如好似我哋今次咁，附近有啲嘅山，但又唔係太高嘅。咁其實我哋個發展咧，可能對譬如一啲咁樣嘅地點。可能亦都係啲市民咧，可能會常去嘅。咁呢啲地點，我哋會唔會喺評估嗰個視覺嘅影響嘅時候咧，都會睇一睇喺上邊嚟到望落嚟嗱？原本即係可能咧，正話都有提過啦。睇日落啊，又或者睇其他嘅景物，咁嗰個影響咧，其實～是不是都應該要評估的呢？但是我們過往都沒什麼聽到會這樣做的。那在今次來講，我們又有沒有一些資料是給我們看到，譬如在計山上面隨著這些的發展所造成那個的視覺影響，我們有沒有這些的評估或者資料呢？麻煩。
或者委員，我想澄清翻，其實呢一個觀景點咧，企喺嗰個位嗰度叫做計山，就唔係佢望到後邊嗰間山脊叫做計山，即係佢企咗喺計山嗰度，而家望翻向南邊咧，其實咧就係睇到而家嗰個情況就係咁，後邊嗰個山應該去到後邊去到錦田嗰邊係咪？是一路向南嘅山脊嚟噶啦，就唔係計山嚟嘅。咁一般嚟，我哋做一個視覺影響評估嘅時候咧，我哋都有一個專業嘅隊，我哋嘅專業組別咧，基本上第一，我哋有個。城市規劃指引啦，亦都有個專業組別啦。咁我哋顧問啊，或者申請人去做呢個視覺影響評估嘅時候咧，一般嚟講咧，都會同佢磋商，去揾翻喺呢一個申請嘅地盤，或者喺呢個發展嘅地盤周邊，會唔會有一啲公眾嘅景觀點係潛在係可以望到呢一個將來嘅發展嘅？ 咁或者會係影響到個視覺嘅，咁我哋會找出呢一啲點嘅。咁喺呢一個個案嗰度咧，其實我哋都找出咗九個點嘅，其實咁係一至九啦。其實基本上咧，由第一至第九咧，其實大部分啦，可以咁講啦，其實嗰個視覺影響評估咧都係比較冇乜影響嘅，其實，但係即係最大個影響咧，就係企喺計山上面，大家望到呢一幅圖啦。咁所以從而咧，其實我哋整體嚟講咧，應該咁講啦，即係除咗呢個位置之外咧，其實喺其他地方睇咧，其實大部分嘅觀光點咧都係個視覺影響評估比較低。點解咧？因為頭先我都解釋過，佢側邊咧其實本身已經有一個係橫洲嘅公屋發展喺度，所以喺大部分景觀點睇嘅時候，睇呢、這個土地共享先導計劃呢個發展嘅時候咧，都會見到橫洲嗰個發展喺隔離嘅，所以。即係從咁嘅考慮咧，第一啦，第二咧，其他嘅景觀點咧，基本上都係比較遠景嘅。咁我望埋佢嘅時候咧，嗰、那個比例上咧，其實嗰個發展亦都唔係太大啦，同埋見到個天空嘅地方亦都可以比較多啦。所以喺整體嚟講咧，所以我哋咁講就係話個視覺影響評估咧係可以接受嘅。
係，嘉榮，跟進呢點啊，可能佢正正就係咁啊。我哋成日讲嗰个视觉影响就话喺某一个景观点嗰处望出去所见到嘅嘢，而家今次唔知系咪叫有趣嘅地方就系你企喺嗰个景观点嗰个计山嗰度就周围就见唔到嘢啊！呢、這个我哋好似冇考虑呢个因素喎，从来都将会企喺计山嗰度周围都系孤楼啊，将会咁呢个系咪一个理想嘅情景？我相信大家都唔会觉得系理想啦。我哋系咪以后要考虑埋呢一点？
就呢點我回應，我補充少少啦。睇呢啲視覺評估咧，就好似頭先專員咁講啦。其實我哋要睇喺唔同嘅方位、唔同角度去睇嘅。咁我哋唔會話放大到將某一個角度嗰個重要性凌駕其他角度。我哋有平衡嘅考慮。第二點，大家都要理解。某一個觀景點係某一個地點、某一個方位、某個眼球、某個位置，你望到嘅位置。舉例，你真係企呢個點咧？你並非就係睇到而家呢張相嘅位置，你抬高頭少少，抬低頭少少，向左向右，已經睇到好多好闊好廣泛嘅景觀。可能視覺評估咧，我哋即係處咗幾個角度去睇呢個問題，但係其實就我哋並不適宜好放大針對睇眼球呢個方向呢個位置睇到呢個視覺上嘅改變。咁樣咧睇咧就未必係一個好全面客觀嘅睇。咁同埋大家留意咧，呢、這個觀景點咧就算講呢個觀景點，其實你睇翻，其實向南望，其實簡單嚟講，嗰邊基本上都係一個發展區嚟嘅，元朗南嗰啲發展區嚟嘅。其實呢帶嘅景觀咧，基本上都係一個有個後面一啲山啦，前面有啲城市嘅景觀啦。呢、這個喺香港都係一個好平常出現嘅景觀嘅情況。咁大家如果香港都行山，九龍都行山，大家發覺都會係行上山嗰度。你會見到一啲有啲發展，中間後面啲山係個 backdrop， 呢個都係香港一個獨特嘅景觀嘅。咁山脊線我講多少少啦，大家對於呢個字眼咧，可能比較覺得係好似好重要喎。但係都聽朱元都解釋咗，其實我哋一講到喺我哋視覺景觀裏面咧，一定要保護嘅山脊線咧，其實只係局限於維港兩岸嘅山脊線。點解要保護？並非單係話佢嘅名氣，係個景觀嘅獨特性。舉個例。我哋如果同人推介香港，或者大家居民諗起香港最漂亮嘅景色喺邊度，就係維港兩岸。維港兩岸點解有個特色，就係有海、有山、有建築物，有個層次喺度。咁我哋喺維港兩岸望到對面嗰啲山嘅山脊線，前面有啲建築物，有個獨特嘅景觀喺度，所以我哋特別保留呢啲去保護呢啲山脊線。但係大家理解香港四圍都係山。如果你話喺每一條山脊線都要去保護嘅咧，其實有困難喺度。咁所以我哋睇嗰時咧，都係睇個整體，同埋睇個視覺上嘅影響。咁其實都睇翻呢個角度啦。其實如果你睇翻，其實係望呢個角度，建築物係多咗，個景觀上嘅差異係有嘅。呢、這個都我都同意嘅。咁但係咪代表會導致一個喺個整體景觀上有一個好大、好負面、不可接受嘅影響咧？呢度大概就諗諗。我補充呢度。
是 Bernadette。
主席，唔该晒。多谢大家嘅解释啦。我谂我哋部分听到呢个可接受呢个咧，唯一嘅疑问就系，咁几时先至不可接受咧？ 即係幾時先至會有一個，即係如果有一個可接受，咁嗰個 alternative 係幾時出現？呢個係想作為一個開會嘅時候，既然要開會傾咧，咁就會睇翻嗰個measurement 係乜嘢咯。咁如果係話喺發展區咁會起嘅山係一定會阻到，呢個都知道嘅。咁但係就冇一個可接受同唔可接受嘅界線咯。即係如果係要發展，咁咪發展咯。咁咪冇乜可唔可接受嘅，一定要接受噶啦。亦都喺頭先嗰張圖嗰度，我就係諗緊幾時先至會不可接受咧？係咪起多四棟咁，然後成個屏風啦？咁我哋就會話呢個不可接受，或者話政府話不可接受。即係個不可接受係幾時先出現嘅咧？定係其實？都是既然是發展就可接受，如果是這樣這個可接受就不是一個很重要的一個指標了。麻煩
Ricky 的跟是這一點的跟進還是
我想我們 是提問階段，即是詳細討論可以留下審議先講，好不好？即可以提問階段先看，好，
咁不如 Ricky 都講埋啦，如果係就住景觀呢、這個。
麻煩可唔可以 show 一 show H4 嗰張圖啊？即係好多橙色嗰張咧，俾大家睇啊！因為其實我一路都圍繞住嗰張圖去諗一啲嘢，覺得可以大家交流一下嘅。係啊，六呢冇錯冇錯 H4 呢張冇錯。嗱呢張圖最頂就係嗰個計山啦。咁我想確認幾樣嘢嘅。我將第三的景觀分做東南西北四面，東面其實就是現在的朗屏村加一個很大型的深橙色的 RA 啦，所以東面怎都已經是肯定是，就算你什麼都不做都已經現在都是已經有很多高樓運動的了。西面呢就是天水圍加一個又是深橙色的 RA 啦，即是西面都是你無論什麼都不做現在都已經是很多樓的了，望過去。咁南面呢就有一大片 CDA， 我諗有啲會有啲發展啦，肯定有，唔會全部都係低矮㗎啦，如果咪就唔會有 CDA 啦。咁最南面最近嘅景觀都係一條村，就係屏山。咁最近嘅景觀係呢個㗎啦。咁所以南面我哋起唔起今次啲批唔批呢個本身都係有啲發展存在㗎啦，無論我哋批唔批呢個都好。唯獨是北面呢，如果我沒有記錯，那邊應該是望過去深圳灣的，那那邊的景觀我們已經是打算保留的，我有沒有理解錯的專員？即是魚塘那邊一路魚塘跟著就是深圳灣等等。
如果真的說魚塘那裡都曾經是批過一個發展，呢是在豐樂圍那裡的，但是那個發展呢暫時都未有一個好像很具體的推展日期，但是再去到魚塘出面那裡就暫時都不會有一些發展的了。
即暂时那边都是会保持开阔的，向北边的话是不是？
没错，
麻烦。
好，跟住呢就是 Daniel Lau。
好，麻烦。我有两个问题想问一问专员的。第一个问题就是先前有R3 沈瑞仁提出过他的观点。他说看回现在的 Indicative Scheme 里面的 Blocks 的 Separation， 似乎觉得是都唔係好足夠，咁呢度可唔可以就呢點你解釋一下咧？咁第一點，第二點就係話先前專員提過，就話會繼續政府會同呢個係附近居民傾及關於係呢個城鄉共用問題。我諗呢度係咪會假設都會傾到重要嘅 issue， 就係咧個 connectivity 嘅問題，因為咧將來喺呢個private site 嗰度咧，你有個 PTT， 有一個係其他嘅 retail， 咁其他。在 public housing 那边也有 GIC 的，那这里的考虑是怎样呢？两个问题。
就着那个 block separation 呢，其实主要是因为其实现在这个阶段呢都是一个比较显示指示性的一个图则，未有做深化设计。当时去做一些这样的楼宇的间距呢，主要都是作为一个通风啊，改善通风啊，或者改善一个视觉影响的用途。但是刚才申上提出的譬如讲有防火啊那方面呢，其实呢消防署亦都会在到时在个建筑图即是做建筑图则那个审批的时候呢，亦都会是留意返这个地 方咧，即係根據翻現有嘅法律同規則咧，其實咧係喺呢一方面咧係作出一個意見咁樣樣喺個審圖則審批嗰方面。
Sorry， 因為呢點停一停就係、是如果將來你個 block 你要再 refine 或者係 just 嘅時候，你可能有需要再重新提供過嗰啲 technical 嘅 studies 個 relevant， 係咪咁理解？唔該。
我哋會傳閱翻俾有關部門去考慮。如果真係有需要嘅時候，或者佢真係窄咗好多，到時嗰啲所謂樓宇間距或者佢有啲設計方面佢都做得不足嘅時候咧，我哋都會向佢提出個意見嘅。就住第二個問題咧，即係關於嗰個同村民嗰、那個溝通嗰度咧，其實我哋頭先都會講過啦，我哋將來喺再繼續深化呢個設計嘅時候咧，我哋都會再同村民去一路去攜手去深化呢個設計啦，同埋睇下到時可以有冇提供一啲便利啊，譬如我啲頭先講嘅村公所啊嗰啲，譬如其他嘅用GIC facilities 其實係咪都可以俾啲村民可以享用咧？我諗呢啲喺下一步嗰個設計嗰度咧，我哋都可以再繼續探討嘅。
public 是一定可以使用那个 PTT 的嘛，可以使用的嘛。
那个 PTT 是
public carpark 都可以的嘛。
那个 PTT 和 public carpark 都是一些公众 的,、okay. 公众的设施来的。
还有没有委员有提问？没有的话好，那、多谢晒申述人和政府的同事。